Hi. This podcast is a podcast that has to do with police of Toronto, or maybe Ontario, Canada. I don't know exactly. I can tell you that the theme of this podcast is Toronto police and how Toronto police is used as private security, which is a disgrace to our city. City Hall, you should be ashamed of yourself. You know, not just City Hall, the Ontario and federal government, all of you should be ashamed of yourself having our police officers protecting stores. Like, what do I mean? I'll get right to the point, people. The first time I ever witnessed it as a kid is on Bloor Street, Bloor between Avenue Road and Bay. Okay, you know, that's the Holt Renfrew shit, Gucci, all that shit, right? And there's a little store with a French name, and it sells these fucking Rolex watches, right? And my point isn't the fucking Rolex watches. My point is they hire a Toronto police officer. Oh, a real police, not an ex like in the States, ex-officer, but an on-duty police. What a disgrace is that, you know? Like, when a person is in need, like someone's trying to kill someone, they'll say, call 911. They will never give you that security, maybe in some extreme cases, but they're giving because these stores might pay the Toronto Police Department $150,000 a year. I don't know. I'm just guessing. And if you go to Yorkdale Mall, the Rolex stores, usually it's fucking these Rolex watches that have this privilege, you know? Like, our police officers, you know, should be, like, helping civilians, not stores. Like, if you want security, that's my next topic here, the gun issue, okay? Like, what is this disgraceful law about guns? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the States, it's private security. And not only that, private security companies also go to war for the United States, okay? But in this city, I can't talk about the rest of the Canada. Why can't, like, people have license for guns, you know? Like, I mean, a license for a certain specific reason. I have Briggs trucks, they have carry guns. Like, why is a police officer, you know, who should be on the street solving crimes in a private store protecting Rolex watches, you know? And there's probably other stores where, you know, police officers are protecting Rolex watches. And like I said, they're paid, I don't know what they are, but if a human is in need of, like they're saying, someone's trying to kill me, help me, help me, they'll say probably call 911, right? They don't even, humans don't get that protection. You know what I'm saying? And what do I mean? City Hall's responsible, the Ontario government and the federal government. All three governments are responsible. Listen, my point is this, that guns are something, they were invented to kill people. They were invented for war, okay? You know what I'm saying? And we don't want guns, a lot of guns and easy access to guns to young kids and criminals just to kill people for no reason. It's or to do crime. But the laws have to be where you have a license to a gun and there should be a specific reason, you know? Like, if my life's threatened, right, and I can prove it with reasonable doubt, I should be able to have a license to a gun. Like, why is a police officer protecting Rolex watches and I can't protect my own life? Is the Rolex watches worth more than my life? I don't believe so, ever will be. You know what I'm saying? So that's my point. I don't know who's responsible. Is it the federal government that gives firearm license Well, whoever's responsible, they should really think about putting our police officers in stores as private security, which they should be solving crimes to protect us and get the criminals in jail that are hurting people, not protecting Rolex watches, okay? Because that should be in the private sector. That should be the private sector security, you know, not our police officers. It's like, I cannot believe it, you know. I had to do this podcast because it really bothers me that the laws in gun laws, like how ridiculous security laws are, you know. It's just ridiculous, you know, because it's wrong. In my opinion, it's wrong. It's like to have a official police officer doing this work, you know. So listen, politicians or people, if you're for guns, that's fine. If you're not for guns, that's fine. I'm not for guns, but I can tell you something about guns that sometimes, you know what I'm saying, the gun is mandatory. I'll tell you that right now, you know. Guns sometimes are mandatory, and even like strong armies are mandatory. Because people, you know, there's threats out there, and there's sneaky people, and there's people that want to kill us, innocent people, you know what I'm saying? So what do? You let the bad guys kill us all? No, we must defend ourselves, and you need weapons to defend yourself. You need a military to defend yourself. You need a weapon to defend yourself. That's my point, that these strict laws for firearms, if you have a license and you can prove why you want it, you're a security guard, your life's threatened, or there's certain important reasons, we should be able to have firearms or weapons, you know, to protect ourselves. It's common sense.